This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. Ready for an awesome episode? Well, so are we. But you know what? Before we get to it, I got to tell you that members of Navy Federal Credit Union could earn more and save more. Bam! Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as our friends at Navy Federal do. Start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit. For example, you could open an Easy Start certificate for just $50. And then how many certificates do this? You can then add money at any time and watch your savings grow. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Membership required. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval.
Everything, full attention. I'm ready for launch. Are you ready for this?
Live from Joe's mom's basement, it's the Stacking Benjamin Show. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and it's almost time for the Super Bowl. Wait, we can't say that. The big game. And you know what that means? Time to take out my football-shaped snack bowl. I learned my lesson not to wait until OG reaches for the tortilla chips. Today, we've got an even better snack for you. Our top five ways to win your super big game of personal finance. In our headlines, how are your insurances looking? Costs are expected to skyrocket in 2023, so we brought on Eric Sorensen from Minnesota Insurance Brokers to help you plan better coverages. Plus, we'll throw out the Haven Lifeline to Alex, who's curious about Roundup investing, such as with acorns. And then we'll share some super trivia. And now, two guys who are the national champions of helping you stack Benjamins. It's Joe and O-J-J-J-J-G.
Hey there, Stackers. Welcome to the Stacky Benjamins pre-Super Bowl party. I'm Joe Salci. I average Joe Money on Twitter. And I've got not just the Cool Ranch Doritos next to me, the Dr. Pepper, but I also have the one and only Mr. OG. Product placement for the win, dude. Product placement.
Sponsored by Athletic Greens.
What is it? That is so green. By the way, that is Athletic Gross green. Look at how gross. That is gross green. Is that what they call it on the box? Is that their marketing?
Dude.
Try the gross green flavor.
Well, they'll never be on our show.
Sorry. I bet it tastes great, though. Yeah.
Less filling.
We are gearing up for the Super Bowl. And you know what? Whether you follow the game or not, you obviously are interested at winning when it comes to your personal financial situation. We got you covered today because, as Doug said earlier, we got some money-saving tips, some motivational tips. We're going to be much better than the coach at halftime with the team down by 7. We're bringing it today. But before all that, I think you know what they do just before they start the game at the Super Bowl?
What's that?
They always do this. This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. talk to your local agent today. We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they can also be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. Oh, God. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right. U.S. Cellular, a company that sells phones, wants us to put down our phones and to see what we find. Learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus. Well, of course, they do that throughout the game too, don't they? And their commercials, not nearly as entertaining as ours. We've got Eric Sorensen from Insurance Brokers of Minnesota on tap and our top five ways to win your personal finance big game. So let's get moving.
Hello, darlings. And now it's time for your favorite part of the show, our Stacking Benjamin's Headlines.
Our headline today comes to us from website Gear Junkie. This is not good news, OG. Your 2023 car insurance premiums likely to go up by a lot. Now, there's a lot, and that's for most people. And then there's a lot, which is for the OG family.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, it doesn't matter what everybody else is going to do.
Yeah.
You saw two cars in six weeks.
You saw it coming ahead of time. You're like, hey, as long as insurance premiums are going up anyway, why don't we just get this out of the way?
Yeah.
Make sure.
Yeah.
I thought this was a good opportunity to actually dive into auto and homeowners like we did with estate planning on Monday with the Lisa Marie Presley estate situation. I thought that, we should really talk about auto and home because what most people do is they just take out that sheet of paper that has all their coverages. They call up a different agent. They don't have any long talk with them. And I know because I just went through this. They don't have any really long talk with them. They have no idea what any of these line items mean, OG. And because of that, we didn't really make a good insurance decision. We had Amy Finkelstein from MIT on the other day. And the number of emails I got about how enlightening it was when people started getting the aha about how insurance really works. Maybe it's time that we plan better. And I'll tell you this, when I was a financial planner and we'd look into this a little bit, we wouldn't spend a ton of time here because you're not going to make a ton of money. However, we would spend a little time, and I'd say there were so many times where we would get rid of duplicate coverages, we would shop insurance companies, we'd do some different things, and we'd usually save some money and get better coverage. Not either or, we could often do both.
I had this exact same thing happen to me probably about 3 years ago. I actually got a letter in the mail, old school mail marketing from an insurance company, just so happened that I had just gotten my house renewal, insurance renewal. So I was like, all right, I'll call. And what you're talking about is what we did. So we went through the whole kit and caboodle, and it was interesting for somebody who's, kind of in this business, the money business, to be so far off on the insurance side for auto and home. And the person that I went through or was talking to, he did such a great job of going, all right, well, if you look at this coverage, this is what this means. And it says that your house is covered for this, but with the rising costs of lumber and material, and like if your house burned to the ground, how much would it cost to rebuild? And we talked about it. He's like, well, your coverage is for this, and you're telling me that it's worth that. So why do you have that insurance? You're covering 70% of your house. That's, foolish. So we went through a lot of those things, and I don't know that it saved any money, but it certainly got better coverage. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is, even if you don't save money, if you just put the coverage levels where they should be and the price remains the same, like that's way better. That is way often. I remember when I was a planner, we would often save people money in one area and add umbrella liability to some of these professionals that were, should really have an umbrella liability coverage, but putting the coverages in the right place made it affordable to add this coverage that they didn't have. Yeah. It was you telling me that story initially that made me excited to do a live event with a guy named Eric Sorensen, who's executive vice president over at Insurance Brokers in Minnesota. He was on Fireside and YouTube with us. By the way, we do these quite a bit. If you want to know all the places where we do this type of thing, just download our welcome guide, stackingbenjamins.com/welcome. And you can sign up and then get alerted whenever we do these live events. We had him walk us through car insurance and homeowners. And I just want to play a little bit of this because it's really, really good stuff. Let's start off with car insurance.
On the auto insurance side, you're going to start with your liability. That's what the state is requiring us to have if we're on the roads. Most states, I think there's a couple states that New Hampshire or somebody like that that doesn't require auto insurance, which is crazy to me. But
just buckle up, man. Be safe.
Yeah. So liability is your that's your liability to others. So you hit and injure somebody, you do damage to somebody else's car. Sometimes property damage is built into that. Sometimes property damage has its own separate limit. But that's the first big line item. That's where the state is requiring you to carry a limit on that. The next line is typically your uninsured and underinsured motorist, the coverage that we just talked about. And typically on those, you're going to see two limits on both the liability and the uninsured. You're going to see a first limit, which is your each person limit. And the next limit is per accident limit. And some people have what's called combined single limit, where you just have one limit that's all tied into to both of those things. So when you're looking at your policy, that first limit is what we're going to pay out if you injure one person. The next limit is the total limit that we'll pay out, no matter how many people are injured in your accident. So
are there some guidelines about what we should have for those numbers?
Yeah. So I'm going to tote having an agent real quick here and not buying your insurance online. That's where we come into play. I think it's important to sit down with an advisor, have them look at, you know, your assets and what your insurance portfolio looks like and where you should be at those limits. But, you know, I start at a minimum of 250,000, 500,000. That's kind of the minimum I start at with people. We have a company policy that we won't do less than 100,000, 300,000. Unfortunately, we've had to turn some people away for that, but we just feel like it's so important that you have limits that are adequate
coverage. He continues on, OG, looking at some of the ancillary coverages you have. He finds often that people have roadside assistance through an organization like AAA, but they'll also have roadside assistance on their policy. They will also take out unnecessary insurance on rental cars. He cautions you to look first at your coverage. Often your primary auto coverage will cover a rental car as well if you have a problem. So then you can deny the Avis, Hertz, Budget, Dollar, whatever coverages as well. But I think there's two things that are interesting. Look at how he's raised those numbers, right? He's like, we won't even work with you if you go with the cut rate numbers because we believe strongly that you have to have. I don't think that's the insurance agent. This guy's been around long enough, OG. I mean, obviously we vet our guest. This guy's been around long enough that he doesn't have to make a couple extra bucks selling a $500,000 number versus a $300,000 number. This is just in your best interest as inflation through the roof, prices go up, hospitals charging more. Like these numbers are not small.
Having spent Christmas Eve in the hospital with my daughter for thankfully pretty minor thing and having some friends that are in and out of the hospital here recently, I can tell you that any sort of injury, accident on the road that involves medical care is going to get up there pretty quick. I mean, I think I rode in the ambulance for like, it was like 1.8 miles or something. They like track it and it was $1,700 or something stupid like that. And that wasn't even lights ablazing. That was just, we're just taking this idiot to the hospital type of thing. So it can get pretty expensive. Don't skimp on the liability coverage. And I think also, like you were talking about the underinsured and uninsured.
Yeah.
You think often like, oh, well, their insurance will cover it. And it's like, it does if they have it, you know, if they don't have it or if it expired yesterday or they don't have enough, they have the 2040, they've got the cut rate coverage type stuff. And you have this major issue. Well, you know, they only pay the 20 grand and you need 200. Who's going to come up with that other money?
The rental car stuff I found very interesting. Before I knew some of that, I often felt exposed by declining coverages. I'm like, do I know? I think I read the fine print on my credit card that I'm using. And certainly that covers a lot of it on many credit cards. However, the fact that your primary auto coverage may also jump in, I think is a spot that a lot of people don't know anything about.
On the credit card versus personal insurance, I would 100% use the credit card. There's lots of stories about this. You can kind of Google, you know, which card you have and what benefits are available to you. But there's lots of stories about this, how you don't want to be involved in the process of the claim on a rental. You know, you just think about it, you're on vacation in Orlando, you get a car, you go to Disney, the garbage truck backs into it, but you live in Nebraska. And so now you're trying to deal with this issue. Even if it's on the phone or online, it's still an issue in a different state with different rules. And, you know, if you have the opportunity to have the credit card coverage be primary, that's definitely what you wanted to go with, even if it costs just a smidge more. But like you said, you certainly don't want to double pay for it if you know you already have coverage one way or the other, whether it's on your personal insurance or on the credit card.
We didn't stop there, OG. We moved into homeowners coverage. But before we get to that, Eric also tackled some of these, you know, there's some of these marketing things that companies do that we're hearing about. And Eric cautions you against some of the gimmicks. Let's listen into this.
You know, some of this accident forgiveness and minor violation forgiveness stuff that's being touted all over the commercials, there's a cost built into that. Typically, you don't see that cost. I can see it on my end. And so I lay that out for clients, and most of the time they don't want to pay the extra cost.
Well, and I think that's an important thing. The light bulb, as you hear, that goes on when we're live, but it also goes on hopefully for a lot of people here today, OG. It's the same with annuities, with life insurance policies, whatever it is that you buy. If it's through an insurance company and they're going to throw in a little something extra that sounds really good, that add-on, it isn't free. There always is going to be a cost affiliated with the add-on.
It's included. It's included.
Yeah.
It's not free.
And so I like the way that Eric said he lays it out, right? Here it is with accident forgiveness, the one OG should probably take. And then here's the one for everybody else that they should probably take. We then dove into homeowners coverage. And here's where Eric went there.
The biggest one is that we start with is your dwelling, that coverage A amount. That's the structure itself. You have your personal property limit, which is your belongings inside there. And so depending on what those limits look like, again, we're running replacement cost estimators right now. I just read recently that they said about 2/3 of American homes are inadequately insured.
They couldn't rebuild the home for the amount that they have on the replacement.
It was a combination of that and other items built into the policy with some of the stuff that's going on with matching of siding and roofs. That's a big issue here in Minnesota. But yeah, that's what it was kind of outlining. So one of the big things that we're doing and a lot of agents are doing and the companies are doing is running updated replacement costs and trying to get the homes insured to the correct value. Because obviously the market's gone crazy. Labor costs are up. Everything's up, unfortunately. So that's an important area that we see. And then your liability also there. So very similar to your auto liability. That's, you know, somebody gets hurt on your premises. A big thing is liquor liability. That's where we see some big claims come in. You serve somebody at your house, they leave your house. You know, you might never think that they're going to sue you, but their spouse might, or, you know, depending on what happens. So that's a big one that we see too. So the liability limit, most policies start there at 100,000. Same thing there. Honestly, to go to 300 or 500,000, call your agent or go online, however you do your insurance, it's probably 10, 15 bucks to bump up to $500,000. So just simple little things that are a good bang for your buck.
Those are, I think, important things, you know, people don't think about, especially with the Super Bowl weekend coming up. Somebody just, you don't know how much somebody drank that came over to your house. You got no idea how they are. They look fine. You know, they jump behind the wheel, something happens, and now you're in a world of hurt.
Yeah. Didn't think about that one. You're not invited.
The home structures thing too. I was frustrated on the other side with my house and I could not figure out why the agent was talking about so much money to replace my house. And you know what Eric said that I didn't consider was the demolition of anything left of the existing structure. He said, that's what you're not considering. Of course we can build your house for, you know, X amount of money that I had on it. He's like, but they can't build it and demolish what might still be there.
Yeah. And match it to the interior or exterior finishes that you have. And in Texas, a lot of places have hardwood floors. And it's continuous, right? It's like run through your entire house. There's no breaks. In our house, everything is wood except for the two bedrooms. And we had a friend who had a pipe burst during the last freeze, and they have to replace all of their wood floors.
All of them.
Because, you know, it has to match. It's a continuous thing. You can't just take out a couple of boards and put a couple of new boards in. They're not going to be weathered the same. They're not going to be stained the same. It's going to, you're going to be able to notice it. So
as you're maybe talking, I'm thinking that's my house.
Maybe that's overkill. Maybe you don't need to do that, but I would want my house to look like it was, right? I would want it to look back to the condition it was.
Sure.
So to do that, they have to replace all the wood floors, not just the six boards that were damaged in the flood. Weird.
We talked about the little things here as well. Number one was endorsements for jewelry or things that are excluded. Generally, there's a $2,000 to $3,000 number where the insurance company will take your word for it. After that, you're going to have things appraised and have a separate endorsement. So jewelry, high-priced things in your house, maybe nice artwork, make sure that's appraised. Get it on as a separate endorsement on the policy. Make sure that you have video of everything in your house. You know, when my house got robbed, I was surprised that they also wanted serial numbers of the electronics. That helps them catch the thieves, but it also helps them verify that this, you know, expensive computer that I had is, you know, whatever the model is, that helps them verify that I actually own this thing. Yeah. So I was very surprised. I didn't have any serial numbers for anything. And that was a problem for me.
You're like, I like Raisin Bran.
You could also raise your deductibles, but only do that if you have a good emergency fund in place. If you got that cash reserve, then certainly raise your deductible and take some of that risk yourself. But then he also covered OG renter's insurance. And this was a big surprising thing to me. For a lot of you that rent out there, if you combine that with your auto coverage, you will generally get a big enough discount on your auto coverage. Get this, Eric said, it will pay for the entire rental policy. You may not have to pay a dime.
Right.
That was a aha. And the number of times that I was renting that maybe I could have used, a policy.
Well, and there's just more stuff that's not in your control there, right? I mean,
right. Agreed.
The condition of the building, and the building is insured by the owner of the building. Your stuff isn't. When we had a rental property, we had a pipe leak and it leaked into a unit and it kind of damaged some clothing of a tenant. And he was trying to withhold rent because, you know, we had to pay him for his clothes. And I was like, I'm sorry that this happened. Our obligation is to fix the premises, you know, and the building.
Renter's insurance has to cover the rest.
Your obligation is to have renter insurance. It says right in your lease agreement. So just file a claim with your renter's insurance. Oh, I don't have any. Oh, well, so then you want to be evicted because you didn't follow the lease agreement.
Yuck. All the way around.
Get your renter's insurance, especially if it's free, for crying out loud.
45 minutes we hung out with Eric on this and we really dove in. If you want to see this, it's on our YouTube channel. Just a scroll our YouTube channel and find auto and homeowners insurance coverage. We, of course, include all the rental stuff that we discussed, both renter's insurance and insurance for rental cars. But we did it even much, much deeper. But I think the takeaway is good timing this week to maybe take out your coverages. Go back through the segment that we just did or go over to the YouTube channel, take your coverages out and see how yours line up and where you might want to shore things up. It'd be cool if you can save some money, but I think it's even cooler if you've got the right coverage. That I think is the way to go. Coming up next, OG and I are going to dive into the top five ways we think you can win with your financial plan. This is going to be part tactical, part motivational speech, part let's go team, part here's who we need to block, where the problems are going to be. It's going to be a great run through using the Super Bowl as an excuse to talk about being a champion at whatever you do. But before that, I think Doug's got a little Super Bowl trivia for us, don't you?
Hey there, Stackers. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. And man, there are a lot of rules to remember about the big game. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not allowed to have fireworks until I finish paying off Joe's mom's hospital and wig bills. I'm not allowed to ride my electric scooter after touchdowns just because OG had to have one wall replaced. Jeez. Speaking of breakables, the Lombardi trophy is made of sterling silver. So my question is, what famous jeweler makes it? I'll be right back after I go deep. Hit me, I'm open.
Stackers, if it's February and you're still worried about your debt, time to put a debt plan together. You know, when we think about debt, it always is at the start of the year because usually December is our biggest month of spending. So time now to become the CFO of your personal financial situation and strategically put together a debt strategy and a payoff debt strategy. Partner with Navy Federal Credit Union to pay off, as an example, your credit card debt. You could get a low intro APR on balance transfers with their Platinum credit card. It's their lowest rate card and a great tool to lower the interest you pay while you're paying down your debt. Now, a lot of people, they have home improvements and they take out these big loans. Well, instead, Navy Federal can help you get started on your next home improvement project. They offer a home equity line of credit with convenient access to funds when you need them at a variable rate. So you're not taking out a big loan. You're only taking on debt if you need it for that project. You can get a fixed rate equity loan that has set monthly payments for large purchases. Consolidating debt with a home equity loan could also streamline and lower your monthly payments. Then you can roll more money toward the highest interest rate debt and get that debt paid down quicker. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lending, membership required, loan subject to approval. Call 1-888-842-6328 for details about credit cost and terms. HELOC APR as low as 6.5% as of November 23rd, 2022. Becoming a member at Navy Federal Credit Union could help you earn more and save more. Their certificate options could earn you more than standard savings accounts with competitive rates. Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as Navy Federal does. For example, you could start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit, add money at any time, and watch your savings grow. How many certificates do that? Thanks to flexible terms, you can use Navy Federal savings options for all kinds of goals, short or long term. Considering a big home improvement project? Maybe you want to consolidate debt. As you're putting your debt strategy together, you could borrow up to 100% of your home equity with a fixed rate home equity loan with zero closing cost, or easily borrow as you go with a home equity line of credit. Both options could help you make life's big expenses seem more manageable. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Lender, membership required. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval.
Hey there, Stackers. I'm wide-mouthed Cheeto receiver and Super Bowl of chili snacker, Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. The same designer of the Lombardi Trophy also makes trophies for the biggest championships in the NBA, MLB, US Open, WNBA, and PGA. And now, they've been designing it since the first Super Bowl when Len played. So, which company is it? Tiffany & Company. Wow, that'd be a huge blue box, huh? And now, for more super advice, it's Joe. O-N-O-G.
Wouldn't that be funny if Roger Goodell on Sunday is opening this monster blue box to the winning team?
He's on his knee. He's like down on one knee.
Yeah. Boy, it sure felt like he wanted one certain team in the Super Bowl, man. Some of that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, don't want to complain about the refs. However, that was... I'd feel bad if I was a Bengals fan right now. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Hey, let's not talk about the refs. Let's talk about getting your act together. Because you know what, OG? All you can do is the best that you can do. Everybody else can do what they do. If you focus on you, my coach used to always tell me this, focus on you and your stuff. Don't focus on, and you'd see this, I would see this, I mean, to get a little serious now, I would see this with clients when they come into my office. They would say, hey, the economy, hey, the election, hey, the Fed, hey, the, you know, the stock market, hey, this stuff. And I would reset to, okay, to reach our goal, we need to be at X number by June. And the good news is we're already there. Oh, we're already there? Yes. So now we have some decisions to make. And I would reframe the discussion around all the things that they could do. They could either stop saving and take an extra vacation. They could get further ahead. They could do all these different things. They could take less risk with their investments if they wanted to. If they felt like, hey, I want to get more conservative, I'm not sleeping well at night, we can now do that. So all the different things we do. And if we're behind, also, we don't worry about the stock market being down, about all this stuff. And actually, what's cool is the times we were behind usually correlated with bad stuff going on in the economy and the stock market, whatever. And instead of worrying about that, we do the right thing and we'd save more money. And we're saving when it's low. And then when it goes higher, we can ease off the gas pedal if we want to. But deal with what you really need. And I think that's the key. Certainly the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, I don't think they're thinking about anything other than their own game plan. Are they? I mean, truly, anything other than, hey, here's what we're good at and what we need to focus on?
Yeah, maybe the other person's game plan a little bit from the defense side, but I see what you mean. Your analogy is 80% correct. We'll go with it.
All right, let's start this. Mr. Announcer Dude from the UK.
Number 5.
You want to kick us off or you want me to kick it up? Kick it up. How about that? I didn't even mean that. No pun intended there, but that was pretty cool. You want to begin?
I was a little unclear on the rules for today, just to set the stage here early, because I'm not sure if I did this right. But
you said this last time and you killed it. You did amazing.
Well, I think you're just making me feel better. But okay. All right. So number 5 is the opening of the game. So we're talking about the Super Bowl. It's the opening of the game. It's the opening of your financial plan. So the first thing that you have to do is really kind of take stock of what is what. I've heard the phrase, all progress comes from telling the truth. So your balance sheet is your balance sheet. Your cash flow is your cash flow, right? So get a clear understanding of exactly where everything is, what everything looks like, and take stock of exactly where you are. Because when you do that, then you are able to make good decisions moving forward. If you don't, if you just kind of say, well, I'm going to pretend I don't have that credit card debt, or I'm going to pretend that cash flow item on my budget doesn't exist, then you can never make progress because you're going to have this anchor kind of holding you down. So mine is the beginning of the game. Number five, beginning of the game is tell the truth, get yourself a good balance sheet and income statement.
Well, I think this is why Super Bowls don't begin 2 weeks before the game or even at the beginning of the playoffs or heck, even at the beginning of the season. I mean, it really begins in the general manager's office by what players do we need to replace and put better ones on the field. You know, we talked earlier with Eric about some of the problems with cut rate insurances, and maybe you need a better player in that field. And maybe in some areas of your life, you're not that concerned about it. So going with lowest cost is the best way to go. But having a truthful assessment is clearly the way these two teams have made it to the top. They know, hey, you know what? It's not about getting a better quarterback, the guy that really controls the ball. Maybe I need these offensive linemen that protect him, that give him time to think.
Right.
And I think that sometimes OG hear there's second level thinking that needs to happen. Like we hear all the time, hey, why wouldn't I just use my credit cards as my emergency fund? Why would I have this money sit in a savings account? Well, savings account is your offensive lineman. It is it's your protection when things go bad. So you can take a second and assess, well, God, if I got to run my credit card for every purchase, just think about the feelings you go through every time I'm running my credit card because I have no other option. I'm freaking out more and more and more, and I'm much more likely, I think, to make a mistake.
I agree.
My number 5, and the key, I think, between good and great here is to fail faster. Like, you think nobody on any of these teams has failed before? Like, they haven't made the same mistakes that you and I have made. I think the big problem is that the average person makes a mistake and they sit around and they stew on it. They think about it. They're frustrated about it. They kick themselves for a week, maybe a day, maybe an hour. But man, when I was around those next level people, OG, as an advisor and still in my life today, these people make the same mistakes you and I do. They just make a ton of them and faster, and they're off it. They're off it. They make a decision and they're on. When you accelerate the decision-making process, I think this is the big aha. You've got two ways that you can solve an equation. Number one is just become a hell of a lot smarter. And sure, we can do that. We should always be sharpening the saw. But the other thing is just fail faster. If we can keep our winning percentage at 70%, but I make 100 decisions versus making only 50 decisions, now that winning percentage is really going to pay off, and domino after domino after domino, you're going to find then 6-10 dominoes down the road, you're way ahead of your competition. You're way ahead of your goals because you had the foresight to just get on with it, get moving. So I think realizing that financial planning, there's very little that we talk about on this show that can burn you forever. You know, there's very few things. Go ahead and make the mistake. Mess it up, learn from it, fix it, move on. That's my number 5.
Okay. I like it.
Number 4.
Why don't we ping pong this one back and forth, OG? My number 4 is to take all the little stuff. I don't think that in the Philadelphia Eagles or the Kansas City Chiefs locker room, they're talking about the techniques of how to lay a block or how to make the I know enough football to be dangerous, but how to make the swim move as I'm trying to get by the, you know, offensive lineman to sack the quarterback, or how to catch a ball. We're not dealing with that little stuff. And I think it's the same for our game. We got to put these little decisions that we occupy our brain with every day, and we got to put those on automation. This is my number four, automate the little stuff. Your brain only has so much room. I think the clear way to the championship is when you mess something up, figure out just not how to fix it once, figure out how to fix it for good through automation or somebody else doing it or some technique that you can do. So a flag comes up in your face automatically, so you don't step in that again. And then over time, you'll find that all the stuff that doesn't, that matters toward you getting rich, but that you don't need to think about to get wealthier, that those are all taken care of for you. And now your brain is on $1,000 and then $10,000, then $100,000 decisions instead of these 50 cent decisions we're making every day. So that's my number four, automation.
I found it to be so helpful. It sounds really simple to automate the mortgage payoff and automatically the ACH that goes into the brokerage account every single month. Everything else, I kind of still, I mean, bill paying happens automatically, but we have this strong desire to pay off our house. And I figured out like how much extra every month to pay on it, to pay it down in the manner in which we want to pay it down. And I was doing it manually. Like I would, you know, the mortgage payment would be paid and then I would go in and I would like, ah, oh, how much extra do we have this month? And okay, let's put an extra $200 on it. And you know, my goal is 300, but we'll do 200 now. We'll try to do 400 later. And what I found was by just setting the payment at the amount plus and never touching it, kind of life expands to the money that you have. Once you get past the need number, which is probably somewhere in that $70,000-$80,000 a year range, once you're above $70,000-$80,000 a year of income, you have some extra, more or less, depending on where you live, right? There's some cost of living issues there. The difference between making 80 grand and making 120 grand, when you're staring at, when you're at 80 and you look at 120 and you go, oh my gosh, I'd have $40,000. I'd have so much money. It would be insane. And then I guarantee you get to 120 and you go, you know, 160 would be amazing. I'd have 40,000 extra dollars. You know, that extra 40 just gets used. You know, obviously there's taxes and that sort of thing. It's not that linear. But after you get past the needs, right? After you get past your human needs, if you can just say, I'm going to set this way. Same thing with charitable contributions. I'm going to set it this way. And then my life is just going to grow around that new thing that I have in the way, which is totally fine. And I found that for the last several years, that has helped us tremendously. So I like automation for the win.
Yeah, I remember, to your point, when I was at the TV station in Detroit, I worked with one of the anchors and they made so much money that their life should have been really easy. They had so much stuff going the wrong way. And the very first thing I did, and this is one of the few clients I ever did this for, OG, because usually people are okay. They're not great at it and they can go set up a few things themselves. But we literally took three meetings and we dug into their entire life and just automated stuff to go the right way. They were not paying their credit card and their credit score was horrible, even though they made close to $500,000 a year. Because of the fact that they were so busy doing all these other things and their life was so scrambled, their financial life, they would just forget. They would totally just forget. They would get reminders. Their reminders would get buried because they've got all this stacks of stuff going on. We just set that credit card payment on automatic. Credit card paid off every month because they had plenty of money. Credit card paid off every month. Within 6 months, their credit score goes from, you know, two digits. Because just skyrocketed.
The three digits.
It just skyrocketed in 6 months. And I remember them saying, I can't believe it was this easy. And it was right in front of me. Just this little idea of automation can truly change the game to either number one on my client's level, get some stability, or on your level to really start creating some wealth in the area where you want it.
Yeah. Momentum for sure.
What's your number four?
So keeping the Super Bowl theme, mine is at halftime. So we started the game. Now we're at halftime. At halftime, you know, it's time to reevaluate. You know, you have to see how we're doing against our goal. Too many people get a lot of energy around starting the game and then a lot of energy around finishing the game, but miss all of the stuff in the middle. You know, if you took an hour every year or an hour every 6 months to review, sit down and go, are we on track with where we want to be? And what changes do we have to make to stay on track or to get back on track? And you're 40 years old and you're thinking about, well, I've got retirement in 25 years. So that's, you know, that's a long time from now. If all you did was a meeting every year with yourself or a meeting every 6 months, you will spend a grand total of 40 or 50 hours, one work week on this entire process, which is not very much. That's not a lot in 25 years, one work week spent on your retirement. If you do once every 6 months, you know, that halftime period is critical to evaluate how are we doing against the things that we said are super important and what do we have to do differently? So that's my number four.
Well, you know, as a longtime Detroit Lions fan, for people that don't follow football, the Detroit Lions have had a way of losing games over and over and over at the last second. And one thing, their new coach who's started to turn things around, Dan Campbell, has said, we don't know how to close out a game. We don't know how to keep the sustained energy to get through the game. And now I'm watching this series on Netflix, Breakpoint, which follows top tennis stars, or these up-and-coming, really, tennis stars. But frankly, most of them I never heard of because I don't actively follow tennis. So I know who Nadal is. I know, you know, Sharapova. I know some of these stars of present and past that are the top stars, but these new up and coming people, I don't know. But it shows the up and down of the intensity level and how much we can get in our own head at halftime, OG, and just blow up the plan. We just completely blow up the plan because our head can't stay in the game, which is why I like that idea of setting up milestones that we talked about earlier. I like going, okay, assess, where are we supposed to be right now? So I really, really like that halftime assessment, not just taking a break, which I think sometimes we need to just go take a walk. Like, I feel like if some of these tennis stars weren't in the heat of the moment with all these people watching and all these people around the world watching on TV, if they could just go for a walk and come back, I feel like the game would change. But the key is you're in the,
there was a game that actually happened in. It was very controversial. Where the young person was beating the older person quite substantially.
Djokovic decided to go to the bathroom.
No, this was worse. This was like, I need a break. It was like, I have an injury. And they kind of, you know, and it was all like this, no, I really do. And it was like an hour long thing where the whole, you know, the whole momentum of the thing changed and the young person lost. It was a women's event. I don't remember.
Wow.
This was about a year ago.
Yeah. No, I saw the one where Djokovic decided he's going to the bathroom. They said, no, you can't go. He's like, well, I'm going. Go ahead and stop me. I'm the world's number one. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
But
he can get as many points as he wants while I'm taking a leak. Right. I'll catch him.
I'll be back. So I do think we have that opportunity. They might not have that opportunity, but certainly we do.
Number three.
Okay. What do we watch the Super Bowl for?
Oh, the commercials. Come on.
Commercials. Absolutely. So the commercials in this storyline is you have to stop and make sure that you have some fun along the way. If you're so worried about exactly timing out your exact retirement, you know, or your exact amount that you need for your kids' college, that is the motivating factor in your life and you don't have any fun, you need to take some time out and have some fun. You know, if nothing over the last 3 or 4 years, we figured out that tomorrow isn't promised to every single person. So if you're only got your head down so that you can finally pick your head up in 25 years from now, I think you're missing out. I think you can make those changes to maybe make it 21 years instead of 20 and have lots of fun now and enjoy the journey along the way. There's that great book by George Leonard called Mastery, and the whole concept of mastery is to enjoy the plateaus, enjoy the flat parts. You know, we all like the growth part. We all like the part where, you know, our portfolio does this or our career does that or our kids do, you know, these great things, but it's the boring stuff that we have to get excited about. And if you're not taking time for yourself and if you're not taking time for the people around you, you know, what's the point?
Did you see the controversy lately around Marie Kondo?
How she said, screw it. I didn't see controversy. I heard she said, turns out having kids is hard.
But the controversy is, is somebody who's giving advice. This sounds incredibly good. And I love Marie Kondo's advice, no matter how many family members you have. I love the whole idea of the sparking joy. Ken Honda kind of did that for us in the personal finance space. I love his book, Happy Money, from a similar space. So I like that. But also somebody that gives you the advice, hey, your life will be happier if, and Marie Kondo goes, you know what? I have to learn to experience the joy in the mess of three kids. Like I have to learn to be where I am. And when you've got a person who's as internationally renowned expert as she is, like the huge number of people who gave her backlash, OG, going, I was thinking that when you were saying this crap, like how does my life get better by clean out? Now, don't get me wrong. I do agree that less clutter in your life can give you more mental clarity, and study after study shown that. But I think there's a lot to what you're saying here. Being happy where you are today.
Enjoy the commercials.
Yeah. Enjoy the commercials. I love that one. My number three is, now that we've automated the little stuff and we've learned to move faster, now where we want to spend time is digging into that big stuff. And this is where you see the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs have really just beaten the heck out of everybody else. It's not about beating one position anymore, OG. They don't have two or three people. Either these team have two or three weapons. They have tons of weapons, and they've learned to use all these different weapons on the other team, on offense and on defense. They have been, and on special teams, frankly, so they can do trick plays. They can run the ball up the middle. They can throw long. Even if you don't know football at all, they can do lots and lots of different things. And you know why? Because they've automated the little stuff and they're moving at a faster rate. They can now dig into those things. And if you're just starting off on this journey with us, there's three big ones. Think very critically about where you lived. We talk about being last week about being a young professional in different places to live around the world. And you even brought up, oh, gee, it doesn't have to be around the world. If you're in the United States, you can just move. You know, the difference between living in Texarkana, where I live, and living in San Francisco, the cost of living difference is at least 3% different between the two. It doesn't even have to be worldwide, but thinking very critically about where you live is number one. Number two, thinking about your transportation is your second biggest expense. And by the way, a great book to read or listen to is called The Walkable City, and about all the side effects, OG, of setting yourself up for a lifestyle where you walk more often, where you're walking down. You guys got this great little downtown area that's maybe, what, about half a mile from your house?
0.9.
You guys can just walk that.
But who's counting?
No, but seriously, and it's down a big hill, and it is a little far, but man, I could just imagine, you know, when we were babysitting your house for a while, Cheryl and I would just walk down to that little downtown area and back. And so we're going out to dinner, but we are also living a healthier lifestyle. The guy that wrote this book said when he got rid of his car, he immediately lost 10 pounds, like within the first couple months, lost 10 pounds. You know why? Because he set up his life for a win from a health perspective. So I'm not saying get rid of your car, but I am saying think about your transportation options. Our friend Pete Adney, Mr. Bunny Mustache, who's been on the show. Pete famously rides his bike everywhere, just chooses to be in a place where he can ride his bike 99% of the time. And then the third one is your grocery bill. And obviously your grocery bill, we've seen what an impact that can have this last year. Well, even during COVID, right? As we went through toilet paper and meats and now eggs. So depending on what it is, but if you can also control your groceries, you're going to be better off. So dig into those big things and ignore the little ones.
Number two.
My number two probably could have been number five, but I really liked people focusing on those first as we went down these top five. And that's surround yourself with great people. Eric talked about in that interview earlier about, obviously as an agent, he's going to advocate for agents, but you and I are not property casualty agents, and I will advocate for an agent all day long, but only a good one, right? If you're going to have an agent, they have to be somebody that gets you, you have a relationship with, you can call up. If people don't have the time of day for you and it just, well, then heck, go to the cut rate place. Forget about having the agent. But I certainly on a lot of these complicated products, I like having an agent. The good news is, you know, we have Haven Life for term insurance here on the show. Term insurance is straightforward. You find a great calculator, you choose your number, you do some math ahead of time, you buy it. There's not a lot to it. Now, if you're going to permanent life insurance for a myriad of reasons, I also may not do that for most people listening, but for a myriad of reasons, you might go to permanent life insurance. I would have an agent to buy permanent life insurance to make sure that that stuff's so complicated that I would do it correctly. Cause you can win. It's just very complicated. Right. So surround yourself with the right people. Who's on your board? Ask yourself this while you're listening. If you can, take out your, you know, iPhone, notepad, whatever it might be, and write down who's on your board of directors. And how often do you actually talk to that board of directors? Who are they? I've only started doing that in the last couple of years. And it's such an important part of your life to have these great people that you can bounce ideas off of. Because for these two teams, OG, you look at both of their coaches and then the coaching staffs they have. This is every bit as much about those coaches as it is about the players. The same coaches wind up in the Super Bowl or in the playoffs a lot. Andy Reid, notably from Kansas City, has been to the playoffs a bajillion times with both of these teams. Surround yourself with some Andy Reid.
Okay, so now we're getting close to the end of the game. It's the fourth quarter. Number two, fourth quarter, rounding the turn toward home. I'm mixing so many sports right now.
Wow.
You're on the downhill.
So you can shoot the goal?
You're about ready to hit the slap shot in the fourth quarter for the three-pointer.
With the three-pointer.
As you round the corner in your race of life. This is it. We talk about this a lot. This is the chance for the last double. And a lot of the stuff that you've done up to this point gives you the opportunity to enjoy this last little bit. But a lot of times people get too concerned with this last little bit. They're like, oh, I'm 50. I only have till 60. Or I'm 55. I only have till 65. I need to let off the gas a little bit. And we can see what happened in the Super Bowl with the Patriots and the Falcons. They decided, hey, we're up 28-3 in the third. We can just let off the gas a little bit. We don't have to be as aggressive. I mean, what's the likelihood of losing this game? Pretty low. And they lost. So as you get to that fourth quarter period, is it not time to be conservative? It's time to win. It's time to keep doing and doubling down on the things that have made you successful up to this point and recognize that this game might be close to being over, but not the whole game. Just because you're working on kids' college or just because you're working on your retirement, that's not the end, right? There's still lots of partying to go after that. So you have to kind of keep your foot on the gas. So there's the fifth sport in this analogy. The keep your foot on the gas as you round the corner on the downhill, as you slap shot the three-pointer into the upright.
Yeah, how many times, I mean, not just in games, but in life, have we seen that foot off the gas, it's going to be okay, I'm not going to pay attention, and that really is the point where you go, yep, and that's when the bad stuff started.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, I mean, no different than our god-awful target date funds, right? That when you turn 50, they start getting more conservative because they say, well, you need all of this money at 65. It's like, no, I don't. I need 1 year's worth of money at 65. I need a whole bunch of money at 85 and 95 and 105.
And the most important double of all, that last double does not happen.
Yeah. Or it takes longer.
Slow down the most critical doubling of your money. Yeah, absolutely. Man, time for the fanfare. This is it. I love doing this. This is so fun. Here we go.
Number one.
I want you to finish off your game last because you clearly have this overarching analogy. So I'd like to finish that analogy kind of to put the cherry on top of this entire thing. Cause mine's not an analogy. Mine are just these spots.
I told you I misunderstood the assignment. My bad.
Yeah, but I like it. It gives us a theme.
I knew you'd be proud of me. I could tell. I had a dream last night about it.
You seriously did though. You seriously did.
This was it. It took a second to come back and I was like, oh yeah.
Can you tell everybody what the dream was?
It was this. It was that you were so proud that I was prepared for today.
It's so great. I'm on steroids, so I barely slept last night. I got to call my doctor as soon as it's over and say, hey, can I back this down a little bit? Because
I need some Zambian now, or Ambien. Ambien's a different thing than Zambian. Zambian's a whole different drug. Don't take that.
I don't even have any idea what Zambian is. I've never heard of that.
I don't think it's a thing.
I don't even think I want Ambien. But the number one for me is The big thing about both of these teams, OG, no matter, you know, what I felt about the officiating in the last game that I mentioned at the top of this, no matter what, these teams didn't shortcut. There's no shortcuts. You see teams at the bottom of every league. You see people, I would see people in my office, and the people that were losing with their money were always people who were looking for a shortcut. The people that were winning were always people that ignored the shortcut. Look at the number of wealthy people. And certainly some people got wealthy off of crypto back in the day. But look at the number of wealthy people that you know in your life that a lot of people poo-pooed who went, yeah, I don't think I need that. Because it felt like a shortcut to them. Like, I don't know what the use is. I might do it later. You know, usually I found most people were open to it. Okay, use case. Yeah, I get it. Clark Howard is a person I'm thinking of, who was very famous, like, yeah, I love blockchain, I love that stuff, but buying 8-bit art on the internet for $400,000, I don't think I need that. I had this problem in the 90s. I had this lie, and the lie was that I could out-earn my bad money habits, and that is a complete lie. I always thought if I just made a little more money, and you brought
this
up later.
Exercising your diet.
Exactly. I thought that if, you know, like you said, if 80 to 120, 121, it didn't matter how much money I made. I kept making more and more and more money. And my habits were so bad. If I had made $1 million, I would have spent 1.3. Like I totally would have, because my habits were just so bad. And tomorrow was always going to be better because I was just going to make a little more money. It was going to, and we hear that. We see it. I watch TikTok videos, and that is the lie we're all being fed. You have to lock down your money situation first, get rid of those shortcuts, build a foundation. And what was amazing was once I did that, and I surround myself with good people, dug into the big stuff, automated the little, learned to quicken the pace, my top five here, things went in the right direction in a hurry, not even in a little hurry, like in a hurry. It got better way faster than I thought that it would. So that's my number one tip to win at money. Stop trying to find the shortcut. Do the work.
It's like we planned this a little bit because it ties in nicely at some level to my last one, which is now it's got to be the final play of the game, right? And if you've done all this stuff ahead of time, then you're taking a knee. It's like a victory lap. It's the victory formation, right?
Hold on. Or you're the Seattle Seahawks and all you got to do is hand it to Marshawn Lynch. That's all you got to do.
Or you're a little behind and you need a shortcut. In which case, YOLO, Hail Mary time. See what happens. that's perfect. I don't have anything to add beyond that.
There is no way.
Victory formation or Hail Mary. Those are your two choices on the final play. I don't know what to tell you. If you've done it all right, if you've game planned this whole thing, you're taking a knee. If you're behind, sometimes you just got to toss one up and see what happens.
It's like the TikTok minute from Monday. Just, you know, work till you die. There's your financial plan.
Like that. Or to get your last double right now.
Yes. Well, I think taking time to celebrate is good. Or like we said on Monday, truthfully, it doesn't matter what age you are. Start today. You've got your Winston Churchill quote for that one, OG. Those are our top five ways to win at the game of money. That was super fun. If you want to dive back into those and have curated links on how to handle more of those, our friend Kevin Bailey, who orchestrates about 95% of our 201 newsletter that goes out for free the day after the Monday and Wednesday shows, includes all kinds of links that will help you put into practice the things that we talked about today. StackingBenjamins.com/201, the number 201. Free newsletter. Unsubscribe whenever you want, but it's fantastic. They're usually about 3,000 words. Kevin leaves no stone unturned, and you just go to the area that you want. Oh, I really like this stuff, and dive into that. All right, I think that's going to do it for today. Just a couple quick things. I will be St. Patrick's Day weekend at the Economy Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio. If you want to join us, of course, if you listen to our show, Dinah Merriam fills in for Doug from time to time on our Friday episodes. Dinah runs a great conference. you know, we talk a lot about conferences, OG, that we go to, like podcasting conferences or FinCon for financial media. I get emails all the time from people going, is this a conference I should go to? The answer largely is no. These are for creators, helps us make a product that you want to listen to pay attention to, for us to do a better job and sharpen our saw. And I know that we do have people that go to those because there's so many of their favorite creators at these events, but generally we're not focused on that, and there's not a lot for you to do, and the ticket is generally wasted. The economy conference is not that at all. The economy conference is designed for you. Diana has a fantastic range of speakers and topics. It's a fantastic way to dive in with a lot of your new best nerdy friends into your money. It's economyconference.com for tickets. I know she just mentioned to me yesterday, there's a few tickets left. I will be there. Doc G from the Earn and Invest podcast will be there on Thursday night, the night before economy officially opens. We're doing a Stacking Benjamins Earn and Invest joint meetup. Going to see if our fans, OG, can beat up their fans. We're going to have like a big, probably not going to do that. We're going to give away some books. Doc G and I both going to give away some books, economyconference.com. Also, I mentioned that I will be also in Bali at a retreat for a wonderful woman, Amy Minkley, who I met at Camp Fi. I'll talk about Camp Fi another time, but that's another great place to go. But Amy's conference, to get tickets, if you want to join us to talk finance and be in one of the most beautiful places in the world, I've been told a bajillion times, and I can't wait to go. Head to fivefreedomretreats.com, and you've got plenty of time to plan. It's in Bali, September 27th through October 1st. I will be there as well. All right. If you're not here to talk about going on a money flavored vacation to either Cincinnati or Bali, two places that are a lot alike, a ton alike. If you're more concerned about the market and the fact that it's been all over the place, finally moving in the right direction again. But the chatter around recession doesn't go away. OG and his team have put together a free guide that shares 8 moves to make. This guide will help you plan more and panic less no matter what the market does. So head over to stackingbenjamins.com/guide. That's stackingbenjamins.com/guide and get this helpful free guide from OG. All right. That is it for the community calendar. Man, Doug, I think you've got the very last thing and super important, and that is this. What should we have learned today, man?
So what should we have learned today? First, take some advice from Eric Sorensen. Compare your insurances recently? Don't just compare price. Create policies that actually protect what you need. You may save money and find better coverage. Second, how about our top 5 lists, huh? Don't forget OG's point to create milestones like halftime along the way and celebrate your wins. Also, Joe's advice to fail faster. Top performers still make mistakes. They just move on quickly. But the big lesson? I say it's not the end of a Super Bowl without dumping a bucket of Gatorade on someone. But apparently, Joe's cat, Cooper, is not on the same page. This show is the property of SB Podcasts, LLC, copyright 2023, and is created by Joe Saul-Sehy. Our producer is Karen Repine. The show is written by the brilliant Paulette Perhatch with help from me, Joe, and Doc G from the Earn and Invest podcast. You can hire Paulette as your very own writing coach. With her program, Your Personal Editor, you get 10 sessions one-on-one with Paulette to add power to your words. More information at yourpersonaleditor.com. Kevin Bailey helps us take a deeper dive into all the topics covered on each episode in our newsletter called The 201. You'll find the 411 on all things money at The 201. Just go to stackingbenjamins.com/201. Tina Eichenberg makes the video version of this show. Once we bottle up all this goodness, we ship it to our engineer, the amazing Steve Stewart. Steve helps the rest of our team sound nearly as good as I do right now. Want to chat with friends about the show later? Mom's friend Gertrude is our social media coordinator and the room mother in our Facebook group called The Basement. So say hello when you see us posting online. To join all the basement fun with other stackers, type stackingbenjamins.com/basement. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and we'll see you next time back here at the Stacking Benjamin Show. Not only should you not take advice from these nerds, don't take advice from people you don't know. This show is for entertainment purposes only. Before making any financial decisions, speak with a real financial advisor.
Man, around Super Bowl time, I love thinking about the snacks. Maybe it's just because I love food. And I love food that's not necessarily good for you. I have to say, since I've been sick, I was really craving milk. And my MetPro diet doesn't have a... I hope Jesse's not... Jesse, if you're listening, just turn this off. My MetPro coach. But I've been craving milk, and I just needed some comfort food because I haven't been eating much at all. And so I went and I bought breakfast cereal because I haven't had breakfast cereal in forever. And I usually have this egg white concoction first thing in the morning. And I like it. I usually lean into it. But lately, I'm like, oh, I can't do it. I need breakfast cereal. So I bought some. And it's heaven. But I've realized after a couple of days of eating it, why I don't have it more often.
When I had the flu and the pneumonia stuff over Thanksgiving, all I ate were Instacup noodles.
Those Lipton's.
And I lost like 11 pounds.
Wow. Wow.
Mostly, I'm guessing muscle mass because near as I could tell, I was taking in copious amounts of sodium, water, and carbs. So yeah.
Chicken broth.
Yeah.
But the food around the Super Bowl, what is your favorite Super Bowl menu item? I've got this website up, 31daily.com, which goes over the top 10 in America. Yeah.
I don't really, I don't know what we're going to do for Super Bowl this year. Yeah, we'll probably smoke some meat. That's probably, we'll probably have some sort of barbecue. Very, very Texas of us.
That I don't think made their list, but I thought we'd go over their top 10 since we did our top fives. Really gave people 10 other things. Number 10 is potato skins. You a big potato skins fan?
Yeah. That's a good, good snacky snack.
If they're crunchy, if that potato is all dried out inside, no, I will take all the crusty stuff off the top and I will chew on the burnt ends of the peel, the potato skin. But if there's too much potato gut in the middle, not great.
Okay.
But tons of sour cream, which makes it even worse for you.
Exactly.
Number 9, I can't do. Jalapeno poppers are number 9. I can't do them. I have too bland a palate.
Not my favorite.
I have Northern European ancestry, and every time anything mildly hot enters my mouth, I love it for 2 seconds, OG. Have you been around me before when I've eaten a pepper? Like the first three seconds, I'm like, man, this is good. And then like by second five, I'm like, hey, does somebody got some, what can I, oh my God, I can't taste anything. It's very discouraging. Number 7, pigs in a blanket.
No, hate it.
See, they're okay, but just give me a hot dog. You know, let's just go right for the, I don't want to be like half pregnant. Let's just do the deal. if I'm having all the stuff around a hot dog
me,
let's just do that. By the way, hot dogs, did he make this list? And rightfully so. I don't know that have you ever had a hot dog at a Super Bowl party?
No.
Yeah, I haven't. Number 7, I also don't do, although from time to time when I have done them, I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good. But it just, it's not. Deviled eggs. Number 7 is deviled eggs.
Oh, I do like deviled eggs, but I can't imagine that they would be a Super Bowl treat. It's like brunch food.
Dude, the picture they have here is the same picture that I have. They take a little bit of sour cream and they put it on the top, or they take some food coloring or something, and they make like a football design. So you know how an egg's kind of oblong? They'll put the devil stuff on top of it, the yellow, you know, mixed up egg stuff on it. And then they'll put like a football design on the top. I've, almost every party I've been to where they serve deviled eggs, they have them like little footballs.
Huh. Okay.
Number six, pulled pork sandwiches.
That's kind of like barbecue.
I was going to say, that's getting close to what you're doing. That is a barbecue for the rest of us. I'll even do just sloppy joes, you know, sloppy, the old ground beef sloppy joes. Give me that thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like them extra sloppy, do you? No, you kids like them a little extra sloppy.
Sloppy Joe and I got married. There's one day that I OD on sloppy joes every year, and it is my birthday. I dig in, and I have tater tots too. Just tons of tater tots.
That's your birthday. That's your birthday meal.
Every year, sloppy joes and tater tots.
Oh my god! Good.
I'm 11 years old. Number five. I understand why people love it. It's okay. Guacamole. It's all right.
I like guacamole a whole bunch.
Yeah, Cheryl loves guacamole. I feel like sometimes Cheryl would just like stick her head in the guacamole and just have all of it.
Yeah.
Because she loves guacamole. Speaking of guacamole, number four is nachos. Been to a lot of, if it's a smaller party, I like the nachos. If I'm in a room with like 25 people and they've got a big plate of nachos and people just grabbing them, I'm like, yeah, that just looks like a Petri dish to me. I'm out. Can't do it. So, you a nachos fan?
Yeah. I'd eat them if they were there.
Cheryl and I, on Friday nights when we don't want a full meal, we'll sometimes just go to the local. We've got a lot of good Tex-Mex places around here. Let's go to the Tex-Mex place again. Earmuffs, Jesse, my Met Pro coach. We'll just get a margarita and some nachos. And that's our like Friday happy hour. Have them early. Now we're off to the big three. Anything you're waiting on that hasn't been mentioned yet?
Done. I'm waiting on being done.
Oh, come on. You love these. Number three is chicken wings.
Okay.
Yeah, I can eat chicken wings all day. Can't do the buffalo. Just again, too hot.
I know. Cause you're,
I do like the Parmesan garlic version.
Okay.
It's good. Good off brand. All right. Number two, to wrap this thing up, chili. This is the one I didn't expect to see on the list, but then I think I've had chili at almost every Super Bowl party I've been to.
Kind of passes the smell test a little bit, I guess.
Oh, it's perfect. Every time that I go to a tailgate, I always try to bring chili to the tailgate. Like I love standing outside before a football game, drinking a beer, eating some chili. Like that's great. And the number one Super Bowl food at Super Bowl parties everywhere, pizza.
Huh.
It's like a duh, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Boring. Boring. Yeah.
No, but super easy. Hit the easy button. All right, Wholesale. Domino's, if you want to, Domino's, Little Caesars, should be Little Caesars because they're from Detroit. If you guys want to sponsor this segment, just please write to me, joe@stackingbenjamins.com.
Just let us know.
Yeah. Well, I hope you got a lot out of today's episode. But one thing that we talked about a little bit today, but we talk about a lot, is you got to have good partners on your team, Stackers. And you know what? Navy Federal Credit Union could be that partner because becoming a member at Navy Federal Credit Union could help you earn more and save more. And aren't those two of the big tenets, right? Have a debt strategy, earn more, save more. Their certificate options could earn you more than standard savings accounts with competitive rates. Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as Navy Federal does. For example, you can start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit, add money at any time, and watch your savings grow. I think that's the coolest certificate. Thanks to flexible terms, you can use Navy Federal savings options for all kinds of goals, short or long term. Considering a big home improvement project, maybe you want to consolidate debt. Well, as you're putting your plan together, you want to also have a debt strategy, right? And you could borrow up to 100% of your home's equity with a fixed rate home equity loan with zero closing cost, or easily borrow as you go with a home equity line of credit. Don't get in over your head with debt. Make sure you have a great strategy and then take out debt as you need it. And Navy Federal's options certainly give you the flexibility to help you make life's big expenses seem more manageable. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, equal housing lender, membership required, terms and conditions apply, loan subject to approval.